The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Donald Trump is continuing to ramp up his intentions of taking over Greenland. This is adding pressure on NATO members to consider strengthening their presence in the Arctic. Well, we spoke to our reporter Josh Crosby on Friday when he just arrived in Greenland, and he is still there now. Josh, what kind of reaction have you received from locals over the weekend? I know they were a little reluctant to speak on Friday. Have they warmed up a little?
They have, Ciara. And look, I must say, the overwhelming response from people I've been meeting with is that Greenland is not for sale. From the politicians to the shop owners, the fishermen, all the same response, that you just can't buy them. And I would say the majority of people I've also spoken with would say they want to be independent someday, that's their dream. Now, I did meet one man yesterday who would support the US taking Greenland. He said it's going to happen, and if it's not the US, it would be Russia. But I have to stress, he's a rare, rare minority from those I've met. Now, you said at the top there, the US president is ramping up his intentions. It seems every second night or so, he'll say something that just sends fear and shock through the community here. On Friday night, after I was speaking with you on your show, he said he would take Greenland whether they like it or not, the easy way or the hard way. And then last night, he came out again, mocking, I suppose, the Greenland defense system and saying he'll have the territory one way or another. So this is the question I've been asking people on the streets of Nuuk today. Do they feel protected enough?
It's a bit of scary.
How do you feel about everything that's being said now at the moment, coming from America and what Donald Trump is saying? You don't have enough defence, that you only have dogs to defend yourself. What do you think of that? Do you feel safe? Do you feel you have enough protection?
I don't think there will be a war like this. I don't know what he's going to do, but I don't think we are going to do anything about it either. I don't think we can do much.
And would you accept the US taking over?
No, of course not. Because we will be very poor if it's like that, become like that.
You'd like the current situation to remain the same?
No, we want to evolve and
be independent.
Yeah, and work with other countries. I think we are too small a country, so it would be nice to have other countries supporting us.
I hope in the future Greenland gonna be independent. I think there's many Greenlanders want to be independent land.
And Donald Trump says that the defence systems here are not good enough. Do you feel secure? Do you feel supported by the world?
Yeah, I can feel it because it is NATO, allies and everybody. There are a lot of helps from the EU. I hope everybody is going to stay calm.
So that's ordinary Greenlanders in the capital, Nuuk. What about the political reaction to all of this, Josh?
Well, I've been meeting with different parties here over the weekend. Some want to break away from Denmark on the first chance they get, the first opportunity. This would be the opposition party in particular. It has been accused in the past of warming up to Trump as a way of achieving independence. But the party denies this and says they're being accused of being pro-Trump because they don't want to be part of Denmark. Then I met with other political parties who say it's not realistic to be independent right now with the population of just 57,000 people. And it's a long game. And now is a time for calm heads and not to be pushing the independence movement. But all are equally annoyed with the way in which Trump has been talking about Greenland. I met with former MP Tilly Martinussen, and I started off by asking Tilly if the people feel supported by Europe.
Oh, we are so grateful. I think every Greenlandic person I've been talking to, and I know a lot of from the coast, not only from the capital of Nuuk, have been so grateful that we have so many friends who are showing up for us and putting the pressure on. This is madness, of course, and nobody wants to end NATO. Nobody wants to end the Western Hemisphere alliance, right?
And do you get confidence from your own political leaders?
I think that the premier we have right now is the best premier that we could have in this crisis, so I'm very, very confident in him. Greenland doesn't have a lot of experience in the foreign policy area yet. We only gained self-government in 1979 and self-rule in 2009, so we're a very young democracy in that sense, but I think he's the right guy for the job, so I'm very happy he's meeting with Marco Rubio together with Denmark. I think something probably will stop this madness at that meeting. I mean, when Trump is saying he's needing us for security reasons, he's kicking at an open door. He can already do whatever he wants security-wise, so it must be something else. And Greenland is not for sale, nor do we want any invaders here. And as a part of NATO, we don't want to upend NATO either. This conflict must be solved in a friendly manner.
So what would you urge your former party colleagues to do now in this meeting?
Well, I would like them to work closely together with Denmark and to remember that Margaret Rubio and everyone else around Trump is working with someone who is a little bit of a madman sometimes and does and says things on a whim, and then try to make the agreements that we already have maybe broader, and to show that we do want to cooperate, we do want to trade with America. We still see ourselves as allies and friends. Doing the opposite of what Trump wishes is pushing Denmark and Greenland further together. And I know everything seems like chaos here in Greenland right now, but what I would like to see, and what Greenlanders think, I think, we're used to the weather deciding stuff here, right? So we're hunkering down and waiting for the storm to pass and see if it still stands. And we're hoping for a much better next president of America. So that's what we're hoping for.
That's former Greenlandic MP Dilly Marthusen. So we know there's going to be a meeting scheduled for this week, we think potentially Wednesday, between the US, Greenland and Denmark. But what do the people living there want to see happen next, Josh?
Well, to be honest, Ciara, they're all just sick of the attention they're receiving, and understandably so. You have to remember that almost 90% of the population are indigenous people. So to be having the world media focusing on you and the president of America talking about taking over your homeland, you can only imagine how stressful and intense all of this is. But most of the people I've met with do feel supported by the EU, and they feel a sense of comfort knowing that they have the support of NATO allies. But the whole stability of NATO is being questioned now with these war of words, because overnight Trump said to reporters that if it affects NATO, it affects NATO. He said that they need us much more than we need them. So where is it all heading? Who knows? We're all just waiting to see what move the White House makes next. So you can be sure there are some emergency meetings and discussions taking place right around the world in boardrooms now, planning how to react to what comes next. But walking the streets of Nuuk, I met Hans, who's a carpenter here in Greenland. I asked him what he thinks should be done to improve the economy.
He's in Dreamland. He think he's in Alice Wonderland, you know. He can pick anything he wants. So.
And it makes people living here
unsafe.
They feel unsafe, they feel uncertain about their future.
Yeah.
Are you happy with the current arrangement with Denmark?
Yeah.
You'd like the current situation to continue?
Because we have been working for that many years, to be independent, and we have to have a process instead of nipping your finger and you get the independence, not just like that.
Overnight, Trump was saying that Greenland only has dogs to defend itself. What do you think? Do you feel like you're protected enough?
Yeah, dogs are good. The dogs never broke.
Yeah. So you feel the dogs are good enough to protect you at the moment?
Yeah, and we have jets and satellites and drones. That's enough.
And do you feel supported enough by the international community?
They could have done more.
So you would plead and urge Europe to back you more?
Instead of America.
So you wouldn't like Donald Trump to have any involvement with Greenland?
Not in military, but we can work with them, like groceries or something like that.
As someone who's busy now, you're working in your own employment, what do you think could be done to improve Greenland's future and its economy?
Mining companies, they open and close and open and close, and we don't see any benefits of that.
And what about US involvement in mining?
They're going to steal everything.
You don't want to see them affect nature here?
No. We have seen how much they can destroy the land, because the land is very vulnerable. And if you destroy it, it's just like desert.
So what do you say to European leaders, to the Irish government?
You can open embassies and everything and help. We like to see more NATO members here.
And that was Greenlandic carpenter Hans finishing that report there from Josh Crosby, who is remaining in Greenland for us here on News Talk. I'm now joined by former US diplomat and policy advisor and analyst for the Republican leadership in the United States Senate, Jim Jatras. Jim, you're very welcome to the programme. So Greenlanders seem to be repeating that they are not for sale. And all five of Greenland's parties in Parliament last week repeated that they don't want to become part of the United States. At that meeting, which is reported now to be taking place on Wednesday, according to CBS News, does that count for anything?
The meeting does. Obviously, Mr. Rubio will deliver the terms, I believe, to the Danish Foreign Minister Lars Rasmussen and to Greenland counterpart Vivian Motzfeldt, and he'll tell them what the terms are, and the terms will grudgingly be accepted, I assume.
And what do you think the terms will be that they were going to offer?
Most likely that we'll agree to buy, we will offer to buy Greenland from Denmark for a fairly nominal sum, a few billion dollars, and the Danes will play hard to get. They will ultimately succumb. We may see some kind of interim thing where maybe we have a lease on Greenland for a while, or maybe some stepped up U.S. presence as a traditional thing. But I think it's pretty clear that Mr. Trump wants this, and he's willing to demand it and get it.
There was some reporting over the weekend that the US government might offer to pay each Greenland resident anywhere between $10,000 and $100,000 each. Have you heard anything about this?
I have seen those reports as well. Actually, a few months ago, I floated the idea we could pay them $1 million each. I mean, that's still chump change from the point of view of the United States Treasury. But in any case, and you know, look, I was listening to some of the previous commentary. It's very expensive living in Greenland. I think probably the United States could supply some, for example, food at much lower prices than what they have to pay in Greenland now. So there could be some benefits directly to Greenlanders.
Okay. What about the thoughts, desires, and the autonomy of Greenlanders who are saying to us repeatedly, loud and clear, that they don't want to be bought out by the US? They don't want to be part of the United States.
I don't think Mr. Trump cares what they care about.
Do you think he should?
I think he should, but I don't think it really is, you know, look, lots of things should be in the world. And the fact is, he is a bully. He thinks he can dictate terms to other people around the world. He can kidnap foreign leaders. He can do all sorts of things. And so far, he's gotten away with it, hasn't he?
And just to go to some of the options that are there, other than just going into this meeting on Wednesday and saying, we're going to buy you out and you have no option. Why not just look at that treaty that is there that allows the US to increase its presence there, increase its influence, both militarily and indeed trying to send in some of its companies if they want to try and excavate some of the minerals that are within their country? I mean, we heard that clip in Josh's report from the former MP in Graceland, Tilly Martinson, saying the door is open, kick it open. We're not trying to resist any of that.
If it were about some practical benefit the United States can derive from Greenland, yes, that would be more than sufficient. And of course, there's all this blah, blah, blah to the Russians and the Chinese and all that. I mean, that's all nonsense, just like the drug accusations against Maduro. But you have to count on something else. Mr. Trump is an egomaniac, and he could also say, look at me, I'm the big winner. I just added more territory to the United States than no other president has done in many decades. And I think that's a big, big thing for him.
And do you think that's the motivation here? It is imperialism. It is about building territory, building control.
I think it's one of the motivations that he has. But I think one of the other motivations is his personal ego. He wants to be the big winner. He wants to be a historic figure in American history. And this is one way he can accomplish that.
Do you think militarily there's anything that Europe can do to try and prevent Trump coming in and enforcing that takeover offer?
Nope, of course not. And look, and frankly, there's a certain irony to it. I mean, Denmark is one of the loudest of the yapping chihuahuas when it comes to stirring up war against the Russians and trying to say, oh, war, we need to prepare for war and the Americans will back us up. Well, you know, when you go down that road, when you're just a satellite and you're going to be treated like a satellite, and Mr. Trump is a cynical, I don't even want to think of the right noun there, on the air, and he'll treat them like the lapdogs that they insist they are.
How do you square all of this with what he has promised MAGA, that it was America first, that he would deal with affairs domestically before all of this, that he would not get involved in any conflicts outside of the United States?
I think it's a terrible betrayal. I'm somebody who supported Trump all three times he ran for office. I did not want to believe that he was just another face on the deep state, and that really he really was doing was building the American empire. I think one thing people should not misunderstand is some people say, oh, well, this means he's accepting a multipolar world, spheres of influence. No, not at all. He's is reconsolidating our empire here in the Western Hemisphere so we can project it even more aggressively in the rest of the world. It is a total betrayal of everything he promised.
Okay, Jim Jetris, thank you for taking the time to speak to us, giving us that quite sobering account of what's going to happen or what's going to be offered at that meeting reported to be on Wednesday between the United States, Denmark and Greenland. And we will continue to cover that closely here on The Hard Shoulder in the coming days.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.